And you got to check out this wonderful American bistro on a footprint, on a piece of property that had so much history in Detroit. The Statler Hotel was where the glitterati of the day stayed back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. And now it's back in a big way in this wonderful Vicari-owned eatery here. And we'll be talking to the Vicari brothers here a little bit later on. But one of our partners in this celebration of the rising stars in our business community and the leaders that are going to shape the future of business in Detroit are our friends at Stiefel. And we welcome in John Randall, Vice President of Investments for Stiefel, and Michelle Stebbins, Branch Manager for the Stiefel branch in Southfield. Good afternoon to you both, and congratulations on the capstone to this wonderful event that you've helped make happen.
Thanks, Guy. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us down today.
This is it safe to say that this is unlike any investment year thus far that you've experienced in your careers, and you both are experienced ants?
Yeah, it's, you know, that live read you did where you said the winter's coming. It feels that way for the markets this year, for sure.
Maybe already here, right.
So it's been a very challenging market for both fixed income and for equities this year. But
you mentioned something about the bond market that helped put it into context.
Yeah.
Share that with my listeners.
I believe the date is 1874. If not, it's around that. But this is the worst year for the bond market since around 1874, which is a long time. So it's been a tough year, but it helps remind everyone to refocus on having a plan and managing your goals and objectives.
And Michelle, that's a really good, because we know the S&P is down, what, 23%? So we are technically in a bear market right now. So you've got listeners out there saying, well, geez, this is the worst bond market since 1874. Mm-hmm. Certainly one of the most disturbing and unhinged stock markets we've seen. Where do I put my assets? Where is there a safe haven?
Well, with the extreme volatility that we have, it's important to have a plan, revisit it with a financial advisor, and stick with it. So I think a lot of emotion can get involved when markets are like this. And it's really hard to time markets. To say that there's a safe haven, that's tough. But to have a good plan to execute on and work towards goals, then that's the best approach with it.
Well, if there's a lesson in this, we know that maybe it's going back to after the financial crisis in 2008. If you just rode the index funds, you were going to do okay. Those days may be over now, that you're really going to need an experienced hand helping you with your asset management and your wealth management than you would have otherwise.
Sure, yeah. It's a time period where we really do feel that, you know, having an active managed approach is something that's probably going to be more beneficial for advisors, or for clients, I'm sorry, working with advisors in the next, you know, decade. You know, we really kind of feel that you're going to have to work harder. And we like an acronym called PATTY, pay attention to the yield. So keep that in mind.
PATTY, I like that. And it's easy to remember. But, you know, we do get into a false sense of security when you look at it and you go, well, I can buy an index fund and basically ride that horse until I hit retirement. And that may not be the case anymore. And having a seasoned hand on the tiller really is going to make a difference when the waters are this choppy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Tell me about you obviously had a plan of your own when you wanted to get involved with the Rising Stars program. Talk to me about that.
I'll start. So the program was introduced to us in the region. So Southfield's our regional office for the Michigan region as well. So one of our other branch managers had heard about the program, introduced it, brought it to the regional manager, Alvin Spencer, and myself. About this is, you know, think this would be a great thing to get involved in within our community. We have quite a bit of branches in the Metro Detroit area. And it just, we saw the opportunity there to support something that seemed really great in the community, and decided to jump in as one of the sponsors for the program this year. And the fact that we could nominate such a worthy person as well that was selected was a slam dunk for us.
Yeah, and it's been a great way to kind of integrate and to reach out to younger members of the business community and introduce them to Stiefel as well.
Absolutely. Doesn't matter whether you're getting ready to retire or you're just starting, you know, out in your career, you're starting a family. There's always a good time to start a financial plan and to have your goals and objectives down on paper and to create your own financial playbook. But it's also great, you know, to be here and to meet some of the other representatives and the other, you know, I laugh at younger as I'm going to be turning 40 in a month or so. But
let me tell you, it gets to be my age, and 40 looks really young.
Yeah, it's all relative, right?
I
was talking to someone the other day that's I've known my whole life, and it's 10 years older than me, and they're talking about how they feel older. I said, in my mind, I'm still the 10-year-old kid that's looking up to you and my brother and sister, chasing you guys around, trying to have you guys play video games with me. So it's all relative, but it's great to see the other representatives here and the other candidates and mingle and get to know everyone. And it's a great program that both the Detroit Economic Club and WJR put on. So we really appreciate everything you guys have done.
Talk to me about the Detroit Economic Club and how that has helped both you kind of keep pace with what's happening in the business community in a larger sense, but also to network.
Well, they've got a great young leader and young professional organization that's been a great kind of additional branch of what the Economic Club does. So they've brought in some really good speakers over the years that I've been to, and you know, during different election cycles, they've got candidates that have come in. So they just, the Economic Club does a really good job reaching out to the younger community and helping to build additional connectivity between the city, the suburbs, you know, the more seasoned veterans in the community, and also the younger, you know, people that are trying to find their footing and make their own path.
In terms of not both financial literacy, which is a big problem in our community, especially when you have to, and I'm sure you have to tutor clients, and in some ways do a lot of remedial education.
Sure.
To some extent, but also in terms of mentoring, this is a great opportunity for you to really influence a younger generation.
For sure. I think the state of Michigan has recently implemented that in order to graduate high school, you have to have some sort of financial literacy, which I think is a great move forward. You know, it all starts at a young age, and I look back and, you know, wish that those opportunities existed, you know, teaching someone how to understand interest rates, manage a checkbook, understand how to apply for a loan.
The power of compounding interest, right. and what that can do for you as a young person if you start saving today.
Sure. What's good debt versus bad debt? There's good debt and there's bad debt. Understanding the difference between that, you know. There's a lot of things.
You explain that to the federal government, please?
Yeah,
I'll buy the plane ticket. Just whatever.
I don't think you want me to take up all these segments here. You're going to lose a lot of listeners.
I don't think so. I think they're thinking just the way you are, John. Thanks to you both. Michelle Stebbins, who is in the Southfield office for Stifel, and John Randall, the Vice President of Investments and one of our rising stars through the Detroit Economic Club. Thanks to you both, and thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thanks,
right,
everyone.
When we come back here at 3:43 on News Talk 760 WJR, we'll connect with Senator Mike Shirkey, the Senate Majority Leader for the Republican Party there. He's talking about Prop 3, which really in many ways takes the legislation out of the hands of the legislative branch, but could also tie the hands in the future. What happens if it's defeated? Where might we go then? We'll discuss that with our good friend Senator Mike Shirkey next on The Guy Gordon Show.